fact that almost the entire Western media hasn't reported on this tells you all you need to know. Now, sure, the deluge of genocidal statements coming from Israeli leaders, politicians, officials, media outlets, journalists, soldiers, ordinary citizens is so vast, so incessant, that it is very difficult to keep track of. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be reported on properly. After all, it speaks to Israel's genocidal intent, which is crucial in establishing the fact that Israel is perpetrating genocide, which of course it is. It also speaks to the genocidal atmosphere and how it is created in Israel. We know there is overwhelming evidence of Israeli soldiers chanting, graffitiing, and so on, genocidal statements from Israeli politicians as they commit war crimes. Now, meet Nissim Vetturi, the deputy speaker of Israel's Knesset, which is their parliament. He's also a member of Likud, the governing party, the main governing party, whose leader Benjamin Netanyahu is prime minister. Vetturi is a very loyal defender of Netanyahu, once declaring, "Thanks to Netanyahu, we still exist. If he had listened to Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, we could have reached destruction." It is striking that he sees Gallant as too moderate, given the now former defense minister is, alongside Netanyahu, a wanted man by the International Criminal Court with an arrest warrant for war crimes and crimes against humanity. In an interview on a Haredi radio station in Israel, Kol Barorama, which was reported on by Israeli investigative outlet The Seventh Eye 2 days ago, he said the following. "Who is innocent in Gaza? Civilians went out and slaughtered people in cold blood. We need to separate the children and women and kill the adults in Gaza. We are being too considerate." He described the people in Gaza as scum and subhumans, claiming no one in the world wants the civilians in Gaza. Referring to Jenin in the West Bank, currently subject to a 5-week Israeli siege, he said, "We will soon turn Jenin into Gaza," adding, "Erase Jenin. Don't start looking for the terrorists. If there's a terrorist in a house, take it out." All of this is straightforward genocidal incitement. He specifically calls for the extermination of all Palestinian men in Gaza. It should be noted that the Srebrenica massacre in the Bosnian War in 1995, when Serb forces slaughtered specifically Bosniak men, was judged to be genocide. As the Seventh Eye notes, reminder, incitement to violence and calls for murder and crimes against humanity are prohibited by law. But they add, the prosecutor's office and the police will do nothing. Indeed, specifically, the public incitement of genocide is a criminal act. The Genocide Convention of 1948 criminalized the public incitement of genocide. Israel legislated to make that convention law in 1950, and believe it or not, the public incitement of genocide remains a capital offense in Israel. Obviously, that's not acted on, otherwise they'd have to execute virtually their entire political and media establishment. Now, last year, one of the provisional rulings of the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to take action against the public incitement of genocide. On this point alone, given the incessant stream of genocidal rhetoric in that state, the failure to take legal action against those inciting genocide leaves alone Israel in violation of the Genocide Convention. And yet, his latest genocidal statement has, at the time I recorded this, received no meaningful coverage in the Western media that I can find. Middle East Eye, who've done consistently brilliant coverage, have reported on it, but not mainstream newspapers or broadcasters. And indeed, this Likud politician is a repeat offender. Listen to what he said earlier this month.
אם מי נעשה שלום? אם עם חמאס? אפשר לעשות אותם הסכמים? אפשר גם לעבוד עליהם קצת, כן? אנחנו יהודים, רוצים להיות ישרים, עושים הסכמים. מה זה, שוויץ? לא. זה אזור רצועת עזה, שתולה במחבלים. כל ילד שנולד עכשיו בדקה הזאת, הוא מחבל מראש, איך שהוא נולד.
He says that every child born there in Gaza is already a terrorist from the moment of his birth. There is a repeated pattern of children and babies being described as incipient terrorists on Israeli television, thus helping to justify their slaughter of at least 17,000 Palestinian children and 1,100 babies, according to the official statistics, which are, according to repeated expert analyses, underestimates. Here he is last May.
יש מחאה שפוגעת בישראלים פנימה. עכשיו לא משנה ימין שמאל, כן? פה זה, מה זה פוגע? במה? במסיעות סיוע לאויב?
לא, זה פוגע במנהל התקין.
אני בעצמי חסמתי, הנה, אשתף אותך, לא יודע אם זה יתפרסם, אבל אני באתי וחסמתי את הכביש עם הרכב שלי גם כן. לפני חודש וחודשיים.
אז מה אתם רוצים מנעל מה לזימי? אז היא שמה קרש על מדורה בקפלן. אז אתה חוסם, אתה חבר כנסת, אתה חוסם את הדרך.
אני חושב שזה יותר לגיטימי העניין של מסעיות הסיוע, לעצור אותם, אני חושב שהיה ראוי לעצור אותם מראש, הרי...
משהו שאם אני הייתי עושה, היא אולי יוצרים אותי ומעכבים אותי לחסום.
אם תעצרי את המסעיות סיוע בזה, אני מחל לך כפיים.
So he's there admitting to blocking aid deliveries to Gaza in an effort to starve its population of the essentials of life, like food, fuel and medicine, which would of course inevitably lead to the mass deaths and is leading to mass deaths of people in Gaza in terms of being deprived of the basics of life. In November 2023, Nissan Vettori declared, all of this preoccupation with whether or not there is internet in Gaza shows we've learned nothing. We are too humane. Burn Gaza now, no less. Even Twitter under Elon Musk suspended his account for that until he apologized and deleted the tweet. He deleted it but didn't apologize. Quite the opposite. 2 months later, he said in a radio interview, I stand by my words. It is better to burn, to destroy buildings than for soldiers to be hurt. When asked about innocent Palestinians in Gaza, he said, we saw their celebrations before the army came in, and we saw their crocodile tears after the army came in. I have no mercy for people like that. Now, throughout the genocide, the Western media has consistently failed to report on genocidal statements by the likes of this Israeli politician. The Israeli media has done a better job of reporting on such statements. This includes genocidal statements from the very top, from the very beginning. In a video published on the 10th of October 2023, addressed in part to the residents of Gaza, fronted by Major General Ghassan Alian, then in charge of KOGAT, the civilian arm of the Israeli army, the general declared, Hamas became ISIS and the citizens of Gaza are celebrating instead of being horrified. Human beasts are dealt with accordingly. Israel has imposed a total blockade in Gaza. No electricity, no water, just damage. You wanted hell. You will get hell. There's no pretenses here. He's clearly referring to the civilian population of Gaza as human beasts. He's declaring they have collective guilt, and he's also declaring they will accordingly suffer collective punishment in the form of the illegal deprivation of the means of survival, as well as getting just damage and hell. That's a slam dunk example of genocidal intent, and it was barely reported on by Western media outlets at the time. This is deceit by omission, because Western media outlets did not explain to their readers and viewers what Israel's publicly stated intent was from the beginning, instead framing this as so-called self-defense and simply an attempt to rescue hostages and defeat terrorists. The link between genocidal statements and genocidal behavior is straightforward, which is why the Genocide Convention criminalized the public incitement of genocide in the first place, on the grounds that all genocides begin with words. Indeed, the Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the start of the genocide declared in a press conference, it is an entire nation out there that is responsible. It is not true, this rhetoric about civilians not being aware, not involved. It's absolutely not true. They could have risen up. They could have fought against that evil regime which took over Gaza in a coup d'etat. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Israeli soldiers, you must remember what Amalek has done to you, says our Holy Bible. This is the biblical story of how the nation of Amalek attacked the Israelites. And the Israelites responded by killing all their men, women, children, and livestock. In South Africa's case, alleging genocide against the Israeli state, the legal team showed a video of Israeli soldiers joyously chanting and regurgitating both Netanyahu's reference to Amalek and Herzog's reference to uninvolved civilians.
These are the soldiers repeating the inciting words of their prime minister.
The failure of the Western media to report on these genocidal statements, which reveal Israeli intent, is one key feature of the complicity of the Western media in Israel's genocide against the Palestinian people. Yet right now, the Israeli state is acting on that genocidal intent. That's what has led to the mass slaughter of so many civilians including so many children. And that's not just in Gaza. We must emphasize this is also the West Bank, where Israel's deputy speaker declares he wants to make another Gaza. Now, Sky News, to their credit, have actually reported on Israeli snipers killing a 10-year-old Palestinian boy, Saddam Rajab.
10-year-old Saddam Rajab was shot 1 week into the operation when he was on the phone to his mother. In CCTV footage, the child screams in pain and struggles to move. His father, who is on crutches, finally reaches him 2 long minutes later.
We called an ambulance. It came and carried my boy. I tried to join him, and before I knew it, 20 to 30 Israeli soldiers turned up. Where they came from, I have no idea. They detained us for almost an hour.
In 2 separate journeys, the ambulances carrying Saddam to hospitals were stopped and searched by the Israeli Defense Forces. Critical time that was lost. He never regained consciousness and died in hospital 2 weeks later. The IDF say they are investigating Saddam's case.
Shot for no reason by Israeli snipers. Left to die in pain. The ambulance deliberately obstructed by Israeli soldiers, ensuring that this little boy died. This sort of atrocity is made possible because of dehumanization and genocidal incitement. These children are simply not regarded as humans, not just by Israeli soldiers, not just by the Israeli state, but by the Western media, because the vast majority of that media refused to report on the absolute horror of thousands and thousands of Palestinian children being butchered. There was far more outrage, far more horror, far more disgust over the fictional beheading, of Israeli babies than the actual mass slaughter of so many Palestinian babies, toddlers, teenagers, you name it. Little children burned alive, suffocated under rubble, shot dead, including, as several US-based medics testified to the New York Times with evidence, deliberately shot in the head and chest by Israeli snipers, fragile little bodies blown apart by explosions. Where is the anger? Where is the outrage? These are children, children just like the kids playing down your road, like the kids being bused to school in the morning, like the kids kicking a football in the park here, no different kids. But these children are not seen as human, not by our Western media, not by our Western politicians, and certainly not by the Israeli state. It is one of the most disgusting displays of racism that is possible. There's no pretense that their lives mean anything. How has it been possible? Just take a step back. How has it been possible that the mass butchery of so many children alone, because there were so many men and women who were grown adults who did not deserve to die either, but so many little children being so violently massacred, and that is tolerated, is normalized? Well, that's paving the way to hell, I can tell you that, because we're not going to be forgiven. We are not going to be forgiven for it. We are going to reap a whirlwind for generations for this. Now, overnight, 3 Palestinian babies in Gaza have reportedly frozen to death because of Israel's continued refusal to allow in enough shelter and fuel as Gaza suffers its coldest day in 20 years. All of this is made possible by an atmosphere of genocidal mania in Israel, which goes unchecked because Western media outlets and politicians refuse to challenge that genocidal incitement. This is the consequence of the impunity which is granted to Israel by the Western media and by Western politicians. And that impunity has led to one of the worst crimes of our age. Please like and subscribe, leave your thoughts and your comments. Help us as we expand our operation and reach new audiences across different media platforms. Patreon.com/OwenJones84. That's you who enable us to challenge these narratives, challenge our dire Western media ecosystem. Do share the video. I'll speak to you soon.